Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And this podcast is a safe space for mums everywhere.
A safe space to share our secrets.
Because we all have secrets, don't we?
And as we know, sharing is caring.
You don't even have to tell us who you are.
You can keep that to yourself. You can be anonymous.
Those secrets can be serious or silly.
All secrets are welcome in the
Secret Mum Club. I had an epiphany while I was in the toilet as to last week's episode of the missing lyric.
Oh, you thought of it.
Yeah, go on. We are family. Okay.
Yeah.
I got all my sisters with me.
Oh, the bit that you...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the line that I thought was, but isn't, is, we're making love in a family dorm. Obviously, you wouldn't have a family if you're wearing a femidom.
We're making love in a femidom.
Femidom. Yeah.
What is it? We're making love in a family
dome? No.
No.
We're making love
in the
family
room.
We're
making love in a family something. Oh, another thing.
Just let me staple the vicar.
What?
There's loads in there.
In that song?
Yes. Just let me staple the vicar. Oh, it's all coming back to me now. Yes.
What is it? What is it really?
Just let me staple the vicar.
Love that.
I don't know. What is it? Just let me stay for the weekend.
Yes.
Is it weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Because we're making love in a femidom. So there's me like, just let me staple the vicar because we're making love in a femidom. Instead, it's just let me stay for the weekend.
We're giving love in a family something.
Zone?
Don't know. But I'm never going to sing it the same again.
No. So there we go. That was my missing lyric. So if you didn't watch last week's episode, this is our cue.
To you. To go back and listen. Because some of those misheard lyrics were fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'll never hear them the same again.
Fantastic. Absolutely divine.
Have you had a better week this week?
Honesty's the best policy, I always find.
And the answer is
no.
No. I knew you were going to say that.
No, it has been a little bit better this week. I've had lots of lovely things this week. So we've had we had a family day out playing bowling.
Oh,
we took the babies out to do bowling because we haven't really done anything. We've been so consumed in doing the house.
Yeah.
We haven't taken any time out to do some family things. So we had a family day out in town shopping, perusing the shops, I should say. And then we went and had some dinner. We had a real Greek. Is it called the Real
Greek?
Yeah,
like the Real Greek. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you have some nice dips?
Oh my God. I
wraps and dips.
So much hummus. Mm. I was actually obsessed with the damas.
Are they the vine leaves?
Oh, with the rice inside.
Oh yeah.
They were absolutely nilty.
Yummy.
Also had some phyllo pastry parcels that had like spinach and...
cheese.
Oh.
Yum.
Oh my God.
Tzatziki?
No.
Tzatziki.
I only had the hummus. Mm. Went with just the hummus. But we had a delicious dinner. And then we went to the arcade. We did some bowling. And it was a really fun time. And then we've had some time with my family and had a dinner out this week with my family.
So when you go bowling, are you allowed to have the barriers up?
I didn't actually bowl.
Oh.
So there's logic to my madness. So the babies need assistance. Not so much Colby, more Dotsie. Mm. Bearing in mind, she did put the ball down someone else's lane. Because she just went like this. She went.
I just loved it.
She went to do the roll. She was like this. And then to top it all off, it went in their gully and got stuck in their gully. So we not only had to call them, but we stopped the game next to us as well because we fucked up their lane. But
I mean, it's one of those things that you roll it down.
So we put the barriers up there.
But and there's a bit of equipment that you can like roll it down.
Yeah, the little ramp.
The ramp, that's
she doesn't
it.
Want that though because no one else uses
okay,
them.
Okay, fine.
So yeah, I tend to be either me and Chris take it in turns or the babies, Dotsie does get a little bit bored. She's like, oh, you take my shot because I don't want to do it. My arm hurts.
Yeah.
So we tend to just do it and then I just fill in when the babies don't want to or they need some help because they do. When you watch the ball, and it's when Colby goes up and it just goes
so slowly.
And you're like, is it actually going to make it? And it goes so slow that it basically just goes on the pins and no pins go down.
Oh,
and then
man.
He's like, oh, no. Try again.
It's
and you're so like,
frustrating.
But it doesn't fill my heart with so much love. I do love watching it. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'll only play with the barriers up, to be fair. And I'm a grown ass adult.
Chris regretted his life choices at the end of the game when he lost to both of them. Colby on the first game, Dots on the second game. And he was like, I shouldn't have just done the barriers. You should
have. Yeah, you should have.
You got ballsy there, didn't you?
Yeah.
You really
got cocky.
You really thought you were
you thought you were something special.
You really thought you were selling it. No, it was good fun. So that's brightened my mood.
Nice.
And then we had lots of progress because we've had we've taken one step forward with the conservatory and then like 10 steps back. Mm. So there's been a few things, but we are finally getting the kitchen in now.
Nice.
We've got fridges in, cupboards in, and it's getting to look like a room now.
Pantry.
Pantry.
I'm so jealous of your pantry.
My pantry is in. The doors so are nice. On. Haven't done the door reveal yet, though. But he is back today, back this week. So hopefully, I'm thinking mid to end week, it might be done. It might be done.
In time for Bibby.
And we can sit and chill and enjoy the space. No, it's been a nice, it's been a steady week.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not do too much as well. I'm trying not to overload myself. So it's been pretty steady. I've done lots of hauls, which you said you've enjoyed them.
Oh my God.
You?
Every time I look on your Instagram, I think, shit, I'm so disorganized because you've got so much stuff and I've done nothing.
I feel like you're fibbing to me. I feel like because you're not putting it on Instagram, you're just not.
No, honestly,
you're underestimating yourself.
No, I haven't bought a thing.
You've got pram. You've done your double pram. That's incred.
Got the double pram.
You've got boobs. Feeding.
Got tets.
You grow your tets.
My tets are ready to go. But no, apart from that.
Have you got any bits for your bag?
No.
Hospital bits?
Nothing for the hospital bag. I haven't even got the hospital bag down from the loft.
That's okay though.
I haven't even got a list. I feel like you are on it.
But then I feel like our lives are slightly different. Not to make anybody's any different, but where I'm trying to do school runs after school clubs and get those officials all in, also raising two of the big ones, I don't feel like I'm giving myself enough time to get that in. Yeah. I feel like you're going to have a little bit more time with Joseph.
You say that.
I say that, but it's not.
You've also,
got
me
work,
and Stefan's
away.
Are never together.
Two
so
ships
think, like
in
going
the night.
Shopping for the hospital bag would be a nice thing to do together. When do me and Stefan have time to go shopping together?
No, you
never.
Don't. You don't even sleep together.
We don't even watch TV.
They don't
sleep in the same
legs
bed
together either.
We don't have, as we've said, this was an immaculate conception. So I don't know when we're gonna fit that in.
I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself though to do the hospital baggy bits.
We've got a few weeks.
Baggy bits.
Baggy.
I've got baggy bits.
Ew.
Ew. Why don't you do an Amazon? Because you can buy the minis on Amazon.
I should just do an Amazon.
Why don't you sit of an evening? Why don't you take some time of an evening and find some time in the
do
evening?
Do an online shop.
To just pick some bits together.
Do you know what I did say to Stefan?
That's
though?
Cute.
Obviously, I know I can get all the bits on Amazon, but I'm a bit granny-ish like that. I do like going shopping for things in person. I don't really like, I don't buy clothes online. I'd
I know,
rather
but
just go
just
to a shop.
It's there, isn't it?
But I should, that would be
easily
good for convenience.
Accessible. Yeah.
And also my deadline is the old Centre Parks trip.
Yeah.
Because by that time, I think I need the hospital bag packed just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case that baby's coming at
Longley. Might be worth just having it in the car.
Yeah. Not the baby, the bag.
Don't have the baby in, well, you can have the baby in the car if you want.
Might end up.
Have you seen ladies in America give birth in the car? On the freeway? And there's one lady who's like,
well, that's what I'm worried about because Longley, it's a good couple of hours away from home and the
for
hospital.
You.
Yeah.
I said, she's only down the road from me. So I said, you can pop in.
No, that's the plan, isn't it? I'm going to pop into yours for home birth.
I'll take you in.
Yeah.
I've got one of these little ice pools. We can make it a bit warmer. And there's a little donkey ice
plunge pool. Yeah.
I'll make it a bit warmer for you.
Thank you.
But I think sometimes, again, we put too much pressure on ourselves. I've had complications through mine, which I've kind of briefly spoken about, but not spoken about. But because of that is what has left
That's
me.
That's why you're being
very
prepared.
Being a little bit prepared. And I also don't want to, something I'm really stressed about, and I also did put this on my Instagram story, is I'm really not stressed, but a little bit worried about how this is going to impact the other two, because they fully understand, obviously not fully understand as to what's going on, but obviously they're very aware that I'm going to go to hospital, that I'm going to give birth, I'm going to have a baby. We are a family that talks very openly about it. If they ask me where the baby comes from, I do tell them where the baby comes out from. If they ask how did the baby get there, that's a different kind of story that we do talk about. But yes, I've been really honest. So in turn, Colby is a little bit, not stressed, but he's just a bit like, you are going to be okay, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they've said at school, like, he's talking about it a lot, like he knows it's coming. And I kind of just don't want to be in that situation where I'm stressed.
Mm.
Like, I don't have the bag in the car. So the bag's in the car now fully. The Isofix is in the car. We're like, the car's ready for action.
Have you got your Next to Me up?
That's the only thing that's not up, because I thought, worst case scenario, Chris will just pop home and throw that together anyway.
Yeah,
so I'm not bothered about that. Yeah. No. So I've got all of his. The only thing I need to start doing really is washing, but there's so much fucking washing in my house. I'm like the leaning tower of washing.
Tell me about it. It's never ending.
Such a boring chore, isn't it?
It's actually not my worst one. I don't mind doing
that.
And laundry.
I feel like I need to get top of that washing before I can do the baby's washing. Yeah. So that's kind of my last thing to do. But I think if I can be as calm as I physically can, Colbs is going to be able to, because Colbs is our little sensitive one. He's the one that's very aware of everything. Dots, she's like, woo, I'll come there, mum. I'll pull him out. I'm like, okay.
She is used to pulling teeth out, to be fair.
I think she'll just straight crawl up inside me and just be like, hello, are you in here? Come on.
Come with me.
Mum's giving you your marching orders. You need to get out now.
Yeah,
welcome to the world. I can't wait to use that sound on Instagram when the baby's just in the lap of a parent and all this crazy noise is going around, like plates are smashing, everyone's screaming, the baby's led there and was like, when I thought it was only going to just be me and mum, then I met my siblings.
He's not ready.
He's not ready. He wasn't ready. He's not ready.
He'll get used to it pretty quick.
But it's, I feel like I'm in my boring era.
No, not boring. It's nesting.
I feel like I'm in my boring era.
It's nesting.
I'm very much slowing down and just trying to have, I'm just soaking up a lot of the babies. Like I feel very, like I said to you last week, didn't I? I'm feeling very overwhelmed with it all.
Yeah.
And that I just want to soak up just the four of us before, because not only is it going to change my life, Chris's life, it's now going to change our two tiny people.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, I'm really, 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 really excited for the moment that they get to meet him.
Yeah.
And I'm living for that. Like, we were talking about the whole motion of the baby not being there no more and that feeling.
Yeah.
But I think it's the feeling of them meeting him.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited for you for that moment that Joseph meets your baby.
Yeah, because even if he hates it, it's just going to be so fascinating to see how he reacts.
And this was it. There was so much pressure on me when I met, like, introduced Colby to Dottie. Mm. There was so much, people were like, oh my God, there is going to be the most precious moment. And I just thought, regardless of if it's precious or if it's shit, this is my baby's meeting for the first time.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not building it up too much in my head.
I was just
fascinated.
He'll
probably walk off and play with his cows.
And that's, could you ask for anything else?
It's what I'm expecting, you know?
What you don't want them to do is get them by the ankles and just drag them down the stairs. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What's that? Oh, I just pulled her down the stairs. What? Yeah, she's all right. She's in her sleep bag. It's because Dottie used to be upstairs. That was a genuine story. He just got her out of the cot.
Oh,
she was big-ish. And he just held onto her sleep bag and dragged her down the stairs. And she was like, ah!
Do you know what? I met another mum at a class the other day who had a newborn girl and a two-year-old boy.
Wow.
So really similar to me. So I was like grilling her and everything. I was like, how's it been? How's it going? How are you feeling? How's it gone? How are you expected? How blah, blah, blah. She was like, okay. But she was like, it's great. But she was like, I really have to control how much he smothers her with love because he just wants to be on her all the time.
Yeah. That was Colby and Dotsie. All the videos I've got of them is just him literally everywhere she is. The camera just pans and there he is.
Aww.
He was holding her hands or he's kissing her. Or he's got his hand on her tummy. He literally suffocated her with love. Yeah. And even now, I'd say they've got a really, really, really lovely relationship now. But it was just funny. And it's been the most incredible thing of my whole entire life is to watch them grow as two people and just to be... Like, they have their own little quirky things, like me and Chris don't understand. And I think, again, people don't talk about that, is that the little things that you do and you hear them whispering in the bedroom and they're like, you go tell mum. No, you go tell mum. What if we don't both tell mum? Yeah, they're good. Or they try and, like, plan little things and you just think, oh.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
There's no relationship like a sibling, is
no,
there?
No. I loved it. It does. It's very nostalgic. I sit back and I just think, you cheeky bastards, I did this. I remember when I used to do this to my sister. Yes. I used to plan with my sister or how we could hurt my brother. Oh. Or I used to plan with my brother as how we could hurt my sister. I was always the ringleader.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I'm so surprised.
So surprised, honestly. That's such shocking knowledge. But no, it is wonderful. And as we're virgin near the end now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you.
We're so close.
So close. The end is near.
And now
we face the final curtain. But have you had a good week?
Yeah, so we actually finally did start doing some stuff this week. So we got some, I haven't bought anything still, but we did get bits down from the loft because I was saying to Stefan that that's what's going to take the time, is like washing all the newborn baby grows and bits.
Agree.
And just seeing what we've got. Like, I'm sure there's a shitload of vests and stuff from before that we can reuse. So
we've
got the newborn stuff down from the loft. We got the baby car seat, the bassinet for the pram, the Moses basket.
Yes.
Stefan got it all down from the loft and just like put it all in my bedroom upstairs, which is not his bedroom. And so I was just downstairs with Joseph. And then when I walked into my room that night, I was like, holy shit, there's a Moses basket in here. And there's going to be a baby in that in a few weeks. It was so weird seeing it back in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the last time it was there was when Joseph was newborn.
Yeah.
So yeah, that like blew my
How
mind
How did Joseph...
A little bit.
React to the...
He hasn't seen it yet.
Hasn't he?
No. Maybe I'll start introducing him slowly to just see what he thinks. But I don't want to push it too much.
No.
Like, we had the double buggy out with like the bassinet and
Joseph's
stuff.
Buggy.
Joseph was like, my buggy, my bassinet. He kept getting the little bassinet bit and I was like, mate, that is not for you. But I can't tell him because it'll just break
You'll
his heart.
Break his heart.
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm just letting him, you know, be blissfully ignorant. But... I think maybe we should start saying to him, like, this is where the baby's going to go. And I don't know. I don't want to push it too much, but I also want to get him used to it, you know? Mm. So I don't know what's the best, like, way to do it.
He's been to your midwife appointments, has he?
No.
I took Colby with me.
Did you?
All of mine.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I just think everything's easier without a baby. So I try and schedule them when he's at nursery.
Obviously, my situation was different.
He was just with, because he was with you.
Chris was at work, wasn't he?
Yeah, and Colby wasn't at nursery.
He wasn't at nursery.
Oh, so you had to take him with
you. So I had
you.
No choice. He started nursery the few days before Dottie was born. So the whole of my pregnancy.
He was with you.
He was too little, yeah. He was too little because he turned two in the August and then started preschool in the September and she came in the September. So the whole of my pregnancy, yeah.
Christ, no, after my experience with him in the hospital the other week, when I had to get the baby monitored, I was like, never again.
I think it was fine.
Doing this with a toddler is full on.
Imagine having to take them to, I wonder if that's ever happened to anybody.
To the birth.
Yeah, to the hospital.
Well, when I went in that weekend, when I hadn't felt the baby move, and I thought, imagine they're concerned about the baby today, and they're just like, do you know what, actually, we recommend like an early cesarean, or yeah, we're going to deliver the baby now. He would have been with me. He would have just been with me in hospital. We'd have had to get him in his little surgical gown.
I would be. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? I'd love to know if that's actually happened to anybody.
It must
Will anybody
have.
Let us know? Please let us know if that's happened.
If you're on your own with your baby and you go into labour unexpectedly.
What happened if you were at home and you went into labour?
And there was no one else
and
there.
And there was no one else there.
To look after the baby.
This could bring on some fascinating stories. Jeez. I'd love to hear from you.
Just also, I just love, like, a few of my friends have had these, like, really quick, unexpected baby comes at home stories. Like,
there
my
was
friend,
a lady at football the other day was telling me about it.
My friend literally gave birth to her second baby on the bathroom floor.
This lady was on the kitchen floor within 30 minutes.
Yeah, within the space of like an
and
hour.
And she was like, you need to get some towels because I've had the baby.
Yeah.
Her partner wasn't even in the kitchen. She was just led on the kitchen floor midway cooking dinner. And she was like, I need a towel. The baby's here. And he was like, what?
I want to hear them all.
Oh, yes.
Juicy.
I love them. So juicy, aren't they?
Also, I saw my midwife this week because I've been convinced every single time I see someone, like, don't you think I'm massive? Don't you think I'm massive? They're like, no. All trekking average, like second baby, you're bound to be a bit bigger, whatever. I did measure big for the first time when I saw my midwife last week. I was 31 weeks, I think, and she measured me at 33.
So this week you're 32 today?
33, which really would put me at 35.
Today. Yeah.
Although I do think that tape measure is a bit of, it's a bit
they
not very
accurate. They measure me, right? And at one point it was practically inside my fufu. Rather than being on the pubic bone. And then I was like, you're taking this really high considering that is not the baby's bum there. That is my liver.
That's my massive liver.
That's my massive liver just there across the top.
Yeah, it's not a very accurate measure, I don't
think. So we've got full position of the baby. He's here, back's here along this side. Head is permanently down. And I know the head's permanently down because I can feel it. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my cervix.
I know my head's and really down because I can't go walk 5 steps without pissing myself.
He's also got a hand in here, which is really nice because when he scrapes inside, when he does this, it's like a, forgot you were there. Yeah.
Scratch your little cervix.
We're fully in there. We're fully in. We're fully dilating.
So anyway, time will tell.
Choo-choo. What are you going to do if you go into labour before your planned cesarean?
They did say that I can go into labour and then still turn up at hospital and have the cesarean.
Did they?
Yeah. That's very They're not going to like make me push it out.
No.
It'll be fine. Love as long as I'm not at Longleat Safari Park, it'll be all right.
I'll meet you there. Just let me know. Give me 30 minutes. I'll be there. Emma and I really want to hear from you.
Yeah, we want you to join us in the Secret Mum Club. You're all welcome.
You can share your secrets with us, respond to what we've been talking about, or just say hello.
You can find us on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Secret Mum Pod or email us hello@secretmumpod.com.
We're going in.
Give me a C. Give me an O.
Give me an R.
Give me an E.
I don't know how to spell correspondence.
All right, this one says, hi, ladies. Just listening to the episode where you talk about the babies covered in cottage cheese. Someone actually messaged me about this.
Also, someone messaged me very aggressively about this.
Well, I think we got the same message and it was like, please do not remove this. It's very good for the baby. Since we called it cottage cheese.
If that was you, hello, because you're probably here still listening.
Yeah. I work with children and we once discussed this and what it's called. A male paediatric nurse I work with decided to call it fanny batter. Ever since that day, we've been calling it that. Chloe, I didn't want that information in my brain.
Fanny, can you imagine now when the baby comes out? Oh, don't touch its fanny batter. Sheila from Wales said we need to leave it there.
That is disgusting.
Actually, do you know what though? It does protect their skin, doesn't it? In all seriousness.
Yeah, it does. It's like waxy, isn't it?
It is waxy. And when sometimes if you take it off too soon, their skin is not quite ready for it to come off, is it?
And well, that's sore. And why they say don't bath the newborn too soon or like don't use any products on them because their skin needs protecting, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You can just, it massages in as well, doesn't it? It's very nice.
Well, I told you that Joseph didn't have any on him because he was late.
But then their little skin's already absorbed it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it's only if they come out a little bit early.
But fanny batter.
Fanny batter's disgusting. What a disgusting phrase.
Sorry, Chloe, about Emma. I mean, I'm all for a good
fanny batter.
I think fanny batter might be a bit too much for me, if I'm honest.
Even for you.
Even for me.
Christ.
Yeah.
Must be bad.
Cottage cheese. Yeah, that's basically like your discharge fanny batter.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, like, how often does vernix come up in conversation? But actually, if you use it for any vaginal discharge, then quite a lot, probably.
I don't talk about my discharge regularly.
You talk about it all the time. What are you talking about? You're always telling me about your latest discharge.
Am I? I do talk about it a lot with my midwife. She asked me the other day if my vernix? She asked me if mine was aggressive. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him very much this week.
Next time you see her, call it fanny batter.
I'm going to say to her, my fanny batter this week is doing great.
All right, I've got another email here. It says, hi, ladies. I listened to you talking about pumping and feeding. My little girl was born very prematurely at 29 weeks. And I'm sure many other preemie mums will agree it's very hard to express and feed as that's the only option until they're bigger.
Oh.
However, I think after a few weeks, you really establish your supply and you find it much easier as your stash is bigger. I would really recommend a wearable breast pump so you're not stuck when you need to feed, as I found my boobs would become solid a lot more than if I had breastfed. Oh, interesting. Wishing you both luck with the babies and thank you for the weekly laugh, Stephanie.
That's really interesting, isn't it? It's like a wireless one.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. There's a lady in America that I watch and she just, I thought, bloody hell, her tits are doing great. Then realised she was wearing these big pumps.
Yeah.
Well, not, but they're not big, are they? They're just like a little cup and then
they're they're small. People I've known have literally been walking around with them in at work.
Wow.
In their bra.
People take them on a night out. Women take them on a night out. Although, I feel like I've heard pump and dump. Is that a thing
pump
where you're
dump.
Out because you've drunk
that.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use that milk.
I did that at my friend's
wedding. I don't know why I'm rubbing my breast.
Yeah. It feels like such a waste as well because you get all this milk out and then you just have to pour it away.
Oh.
Sad. But sad. I didn't know that if you're, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but if your baby's premature, well, maybe this was just Stephanie, but her boobs became solid a lot more than if she was breastfeeding because she was pumping. So she was saying it was easier once she'd built up a stash.
Because the boobs were more
the boobs were getting
hard.
Yeah.
Oh, crumbs.
Those.
I find it so interesting.
I know.
I still keep watching it. I'm still in two minds as to whether or not I want to boob or bottle. I just keep looking at I shave my nipples every day and I just think, I really want to put my baby on my big, hairy burger nipple. That's so aggressive at the moment. If she wants to talk about my fanny batter, I'll say, listen, love, you need to talk about my nips because they're fucking aggressive. They're angry. And they face the ground now.
Do they?
Yeah. All eyes down. Here's your numbers.
If they're already droopy, like bingo, you might as well feed because they're going to get saggier. They do. When I finish breastfeeding.
They kind of went back okay after the other two, though, and I didn't booby them.
That's what I mean. If you breastfeed, they'll go probably more saggy.
I think that's just because they're so massive and my nipples are so large, they're basically... It's forcing them down.
Mine were more saggy after breastfeeding, for sure. Because it's like a balloon. They'd been, like, inflated and deflated so many times.
Yeah, because I just go big now and then go straight back because I just... ride out the old cabbage leaves in there.
I'm sure your baby won't mind about your burger nips.
Do you want to suck it? No. And the answer is no. Therefore, would the baby like to suck it? No, probably not.
Not quite the same.
My aggressive, imagine this big aggressive. Do you know what? And somebody said to me the other day, isn't it funny? Like you keep saying about your boobs and like the baby going to your boob. And then I mentioned about how my belly looked like a big boob. And a lady said, actually makes me relate to the baby and how they feel. Like imagine somebody just coming into my big belly, like one ginormous boob.
What, and sucking on your belly button?
That's like,
oh no, that sent you over the edge, didn't it? You don't like belly buttons. She's gone.
Fuck.
She's gone.
Oh God, my belly button is so rancid. I can't even handle it. Oh God, it's too much. It's too much. I can't wait to go back in.
Mine never did. Mine never went back to normal after pregnancy. It was like a permanent outie.
Someone did tell me to put a plaster on it.
To keep it in.
To keep it.
No way.
It's just things rubbing it. Yeah. I can't have. Through Colby and Dotsie's, I used to wear really, really tight things. This one, I can't wear tight things. This sensory overload makes me want to vomit.
And the look of it under a tight top is wild.
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 Wild. Sorry, I don't get carried away.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Sorry. But I appreciate you. That's a lovely... and I hope she's doing well. I hope she's thriving because she's early to the world and I hope she's smashing it. So you can get in touch with us on anything at all.
Yeah, it can be serious or silly and you can be totally anonymous.
Because between us, we've probably heard it all before. And remember, we're all in this together and we know that we are, we're all stars and we see that. So each week, we'll be sharing my secrets.
Yeah.
And yours.
Yeah.
Not Emma's, yours.
Yours.
In the Secret Mum Club. So here is my secret this week. Again, like I said, life's boring for me at the moment. Not much is going on. But something I will say is I spent last week basically getting a name for myself. I'm not going to lie. Oh. I've never been around so many football clubs in my whole entire life. And I felt a bit dirty at the end of it. I was just like, I cannot do this anymore. I can't put myself through this anymore. And you never guess bloody what.
What?
Colby got picked for a team.
Yay!
It's
He's been signed in the transfer window.
We're coming up the end of the season. He's signed. No one else can take him. He's got a fabulous offer.
He's signed for an undisclosed fee on loan till the end of the season.
He finally got a little team, and it was one that he had been offered, and we got, basically they offered him a place, and we, because he had been offered to go and try for some other teams, we went round to all of them and we tried and we put them all together, and he picked the one. Well, he picked the first one that offered him, the first one to offer him a place.
Oh, nice.
He picked them and went back to them. So nice. Yes.
How many did you have to go around?
There was a lot, I'm not going to lie. And my view still stands that football, under eights football, is fucking crazy.
Is it?
You need to check yourselves before you freaking wreck yourselves, because that shit is not for the faint-hearted.
People take it really seriously.
Grown-ass men being way too over-authoritative. Like, back the fuck up. Like, this is, they're 7 years old. You are not only being, one, aggressive. Chill out. They're seven. They're not here getting their fucking mortgages and trying to save or trying to stay out of prison. They're seven. Just too authoritative, too aggressive, too bossy, too, like, macho. Like, you know when somebody goes past you with a really big exhaust and you're like,
yeah.
We all think
that's overcompensating. That's,
yeah. And I don't want to be mad about it. I'm in my boring life era, also aggressive era. Mm. I'm very aggressive. I go from 0 to 100 very, very fast at the moment. It's the hormones, okay? I'm not in this era much in my life, only when I'm pregnant, so absorb it. Big kahunas. That's what they have. I just don't understand where they get off. It was just too much. So we went round a few. We done a few. Tried a few out, and we settled for one that couldn't be any more perfect. And aww. Colby picked the team and picked it all on his own. And it was all his choice. And I'm so fucking proud of him, because he went from team to team. He got thrown into like a friendly game with a team of, how many was on each side? Like 14 boys. 14 boys he'd never met before. In front of men, coaches that he'd never met before. Playing in front of parents that he'd never ever seen before. And he threw himself in. Not even any questions. Didn't get upset. Didn't question. Didn't say no. Didn't want to come off. Just fully threw himself in. And then he went to training sessions and did exactly the same. And I just couldn't be any more prouder of him. He really, really soaked it all up. So yeah, that is my... that's my news for this week.
Aww.
Is that he got himself a team, and I'm just fucking so gassed.
And he's doing something he likes as well. He loves football, and he doesn't have to go swimming anymore. So he must be buzzing.
He's absolutely on top of the world. We have made an executive decision, though, because the whole situation of the football was way more intense than it really needed to be. But I probably added to that, though, didn't I? I probably made it more intense. But anywho, I'm not the problem. You are. I'm joking. But we've decided that once baby's here, then we're going to focus on getting Dottie into her dance. Because at the moment, where we've now got Colby finally into his little team, we're now going to work on getting him settled, get him into a good routine, get the baby in, and then work between Colby's football and the baby, get us all settled, and then we're going to move into finding Dottie a little dance.
What does she want
to do? She wants to do ballet. Yeah.
Go on.
I love her dearly, but I'm going to say it's not going to be the direction she wants to go in.
Okay.
The girl twerks more than J-Lo.
Mm.
Beyonce together.
Okay, so it's not going to be a career, but maybe a hobby for some time.
I think she's going to find it a little bit more restrictive on the bodily movements. So yeah. I think we will be looking down the avenue of maybe like a street dance.
Yeah.
Something of a little
freestyle.
Bit more. Freestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah. Hippity hop.
Hip hop anonymous. Hippity hop. Keeping it up anonymous. But yeah, so we're going to focus on that then when she's...
Nice.
When we're settled down a bit. And we've spoken to her about it. And she's actually... She'd rather... She's a funny one. One day she wants to do it. And then the next day she's like, I just want to go to Colby's football.
Oh.
But not to play. Just to play in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she doesn't want to watch it.
Oh, no.
She just wants to play in the park next to him. But yeah, though, that was... that's my secret.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very, very... I was going to say a proud mum.
Proud mom.
I am a proud mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, there we go.
A soccer mom.
That's pretty boring, isn't it? Again.
No,
2 weeks on the bounce with my big boring news. Secrets. Big news for us.
All Colb's related as well. I'm glad he's getting a look in because, to be quite frank, Dottie's really been taken over.
She has. I'm not going to lie. She's still slimy. But that's our daily life. I'm not going to lie. Colby's a little bit of the backseater, isn't he?
He's just chilling.
Yeah. Just chilling, loving his life.
I'm glad he's had some good news.
Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you, Colbus. So next, we'll be hearing some of yours on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back from having a poo.
Speak for yourself.
I didn't have a
No, we didn't.
All right, let's jump into our three secrets this week. Emma, hit us with number one.
All right, it says, hi, Safina and Emma. I absolutely love your podcast.
We absolutely love you.
Thank you. My two-year-old little boy is obsessed with Hey Dougie, like Joseph. And it's one of those shows that will keep him quiet. One afternoon, I was shopping and he was refusing to get in the trolley, screaming and just being a pain. So I gave in and said, do you want to watch Hey Dougie? This calmed him right down, but he's very particular about which episodes he wants, his favourite one being the stick one.
Stick, 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 sticky, 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 stick, stick, stick.
We're getting into this now. It's annoying. Like, when I go on the page on iPlayer,
it's the best.
Joseph's like,
stick?
That one, that one. Yeah, that one, that one. I put it on. He goes, no, 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 no. Okay, back to the main page. That one, that one, that one, that one. Okay, that one. No, 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 no. Honestly, it takes us half an hour to choose an episode. They're only 7 minutes long themselves. she says, I hadn't put the stick one on. So he starts shouting at the top of his little voice. Dick, 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 dick. The other customers...
Sticky, sticky, dick, dick.
The other customers who were mainly elderly looked horrified as my toddler was seemingly calling everyone a dick in Tesco. I was also mortified and left red-faced. Keep up the amazing work from Laura.
Laura. We've all been there.
I know how you feel. Every time we go to the park now, Joseph wants to pick up a big dick. And he walks around saying, I got a big dick. It's a stick.
The only time you should ever be concerned is when they're just lying in bed waiting for you, your other halves, and they're like, dick, 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 dicky, dicky, dick, dick.
All jokes aside, that is a banger.
That's a straight up banger. That should be released.
Yeah, honestly, the Hey Dougie album is lit. We have it on in the car all the time.
Absolute fire.
Fire.
Fire. Well, thank you so much, Laura. You should never be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
I would have just sung along.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. We're all in this together.
We're all in this.
It's happening to me too.
We're all loving the dick.
Yeah, thanks, Hey Dougie, for that.
Let's go into number two.
All right, this says, hi, ladies. After 3.5 years of struggling to conceive and then finding out myself and my partner had a 1% chance of conceiving naturally, we went through private IVF and I'm now currently 13 weeks pregnant.
Yay!
Yes!
Congratulations.
We are absolutely over the moon to be pregnant, but I'm struggling to feel like I should. When do you feel like you're actually having a baby? I have no bump as of yet. I just feel pretty fat and meh. I still don't believe that I'm pregnant, and I'm finding it hard to believe that it's actually my scans I'm seeing on the screen. Any advice or help would be much appreciated. Many thanks, Charlotte from Bristol.
Charlotte.
It does take a while.
It does take a while.
And that beginning...
Your first one is, it's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And that beginning period is so... weird. I remember feeling exactly the same
because
way.
Because you don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything.
You don't feel
and if
nothing.
You don't have like any sickness or symptoms,
or
it's
kicking,
like,
or
and also you probably, well, you're maybe just starting to tell people, but that first 12 weeks is like agonizing because you know you're pregnant. You've maybe had an early private scan.
But nobody knows.
But nobody knows. You can't tell anyone.
Nope.
All you've seen is a positive pregnancy test.
And you've seen your little bubba bean on the telly.
But you can't feel it. To be honest, until I felt like kicking and movements, I was constantly just a bit worried and apprehensive.
Really anxious. It was really anxious. And as well, I don't think, as well, with the, so the more pregnancies that I found gone on, the earlier I felt baby, but also placenta placement played a massive impact. But no one really talks about, again, something that I spoke about right at the very start is how much you, your body changes. So some people changes so quickly and some people it doesn't change at all. And I really struggled at the start of this one with how much my body changed so quick.
Yeah.
And I hated myself. I looked in the mirror and I used to be like, oh, gosh. But I would say, one, what you're feeling is completely, completely normal. And I would probably give it 20, 25 weeks.
Yeah.
Is probably when you, with your first, when you really feel pregnant is...
They do say, I mean, like you say, depending on placenta placement and everything, but they do say but from like... Is it from 16 weeks? You can, that's very early. You can
feel the
baby. Or eight, maybe it's 18. I think 20 is more common.
Yes.
So when you're about halfway through, the most reassuring thing that I found that I could do before any of that was just scans. Mm. Just having, you know, if you're lucky enough to have private scans. I mean, if you're having IVF, you're probably getting offered more scans than normal anyway.
I don't know the procedure, how it works with IVF.
You get more than you normally do because obviously on with the NHS, it's just your 12 and your 20 week normally. I know you've had quite a lot of private scans. Yeah. I had a couple. And that was the most reassuring thing that I found that I could do just to see the baby moving around inside.
Yeah,
and,
I agree. Yeah. If you are in a position that you can have private scans...
Yeah.
Obviously, they are expensive. So I know not everybody can have them. But to be in a position, if you can do them, to just stay sane, keep yourself sane, is just go and have a little scan.
Yeah.
Have a check. But yeah, I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself in the sense of, yes, your body is changing. There is no words in the world that anyone can say to you to make you feel better. We spoke about this today, didn't we? Like, I am so swollen. I'm the biggest I've been with all three of the children. Like, this time round, like, I am so much bigger. And I've really struggled with looking at myself in the mirror this time round. But you do have to go gentle on yourself because you are a vessel with very important cargo on board.
Yeah.
And it's not for forever.
No.
It isn't for forever.
And it will start, this is probably a really annoying thing to say, but it will start going quick now. Yeah. I felt like that middle bit for me went really quickly. And then your bump will start showing and you'll feel more pregnant. You'll start telling people.
But everyone's body's differences are different as well, aren't they?
Like yeah, that's true. Like you had a bump. I had a bump from about 6 weeks.
We both bumped out pretty quickly. Though,
I did with this one. Yeah.
And I bumped out pretty quick with this one.
Yeah.
But with Colby, I didn't really have a bump until I was about 28, 30 weeks.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was really, really diddy.
Yeah, some of my friends have barely shown. Mm. I actually met a woman at Softplay the other day who started talking to me about my pregnancy. She was like, oh, congratulations, when are you due? She was like, I'm actually expecting. And I was thinking like, oh, wow, you can't tell. She was 18 weeks.
Wow.
And she was like, I only found out last week.
Oh gosh,
yeah, so nearly halfway and she hadn't known she was pregnant at all, like no bump,
all of our bodies are so different, aren't they? Which is so wild.
Yeah,
but yes, as cliche as it is, and I don't hate to be that person, is how you're feeling is completely valid.
Yeah,
completely valid. Don't invalidate your feelings. It's completely normal.
Yeah.
And you do, the first bit is really hard because your body also, you've got fuckloads of emotions and hormones running through your body that you don't know whether you're having a shit or a haircut. So just take every minute of every day as it comes. Make sure you're doing things to keep yourself relaxed. Have some you time, have some baths, and
try and take your mind off it. I know that's really hard, but try not to think about it all
too
the time
much.
But hopefully you start enjoying it soon.
And but it's completely normal.
Congratulations.
And congratulations. We're excited. Keep us updated on how it goes.
Yeah, that's amazing news.
And now we're going to roll into number three.
All right, this says, hello, friends. Love to tune into the pod every week. You guys truly make my day. Thank you. I have a pool changing room secret. After a lap swim session, I went back to the changing rooms, and on my way there, I followed a mum with a toddler girl and a baby on her hip and what I presumed was grandma. I went in my room, grandma in hers and mum with the children in hers. As you could imagine, poor mum had her hands full and the young girl was yapping away saying, "Mum, when can we come back? Mum, where's grandma? Mum, why do you have such a hairy bum?"
That's my girl.
She replied, "I don't have a hairy bum." But the little girl came back with, "When do I get a hairy bum? Nanny, nanny, do you have a hairy bum too?" Trying not to laugh, I hear the mum shushing her. The little girl must have crawled under the door to her grandmother's changing room. Oh, no. Because she then blurted out, "Nanny, you have a white hairy bum." Needless to say, it made my day. Kate.
Oh,
a hairy bum.
Oh, crumbs. Oh, crumbs for the hairy bums. The fact that she said nanny.
Poor nanny.
Poor nanny's got a white hairy bum.
Wait, when do your pubes go grey?
I think
when your hair goes grey.
Yeah, I think they match.
But I've got grey hairs sprouting at the moment and I haven't got grey pubes.
Well, you don't have a full head of grey hair though, do you?
No. Maybe that's... So when someone gets a full head of grey hair, that's when you know they've gone grey down below as well.
Grey pubes?
Yeah.
I've got ginger pubes.
If people have red hair, do they have ginger pubes?
Yeah.
Do they 100%?
Yeah, of course. Because I've got red in me and I've got ginger pubes.
Fully ginger pubes?
They're like orange.
I feel like I need a visual on this. Let's catch up after the
only
show.
When they get really, really long. But then yet my twin brother, who's really dark hair, he grows a full ginger beard.
I thought you were going to talk to me about your brother's pubes then and I was getting worried.
I don't know about his pubes.
No, I don't think I you should know.
Them.
No.
It's been a couple
no, but
of weeks.
Ginger beards are quite common on people that don't even have ginger hair.
My brother is got very ginger skin, like he's got freckles all
pale.
Over his. Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say he's too pale, but he's just covered in freckles.
Is he?
Oh, it's really beautiful. I love
not like you
freckles.
At all.
No, not like me at all. He's got real, real freckly skin all over his face, chest, his back. And yeah, he grows a full ginger beard.
Wow.
Yeah. And when mine get really long, which is obviously all the time, yeah, they're ginger on the ends.
Good to know.
I know. Sharon's caring. Now you know I've got ginger pubes.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together. Oh gosh, I love that though. That's an incredible story. I used to get a little bit mortified at the swimming pool when you used to see big hairy bums.
Yeah.
Well, when the ladies just had no inhibitions. Oh, they were just like, wow.
That you
I've been with my mum like.
You find a lot of those women in public changing rooms, don't you? They just don't give a...
They don't give a...
Don't give a damn.
Full power to them. I love that.
Yeah.
I could not get my bush out, though.
When I was little, I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, people are just walking around with their full-on, like, bush Boofus. And nips
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
My mind was blown.
These are women. Wow. I didn't know you see my mum's hairy bum. So thank you for sharing your secrets this week. Everyone is welcome in the...
Secret Mum Club. If you want to share your secrets with us, you can. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Have you ever been outed for having a white hairy bum?
Or have you had a run-in with fanny batter?
Do let us know. There is nothing too outrageous.
And keep an eye out for our Thursday episode.
And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.